Hello, hello everyone. I hope you are all well. My name is George. Welcome to the FBL Banter Pod. Recording this slightly later as I just binged the first two episodes of the season 5 of Stranger Things, which in my opinion is probably one of the greatest TV series known to man. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's great. I love it. First, volume 1 of season 5 came out 1 o'clock in the morning, this morning. So I finished work and I had to binge at least 2 episodes before I did my pod. But here we are, going into game week 13, which seems to be a very chip frenzy week. Some people will be triple captaining Haaland, most likely, against Leeds. And a lot of people I know are playing the free hit this week. One of my good friends, Claire and Steve, are playing the free hit. And there's a smack full of others of us in the Slack doing it. Matt, Helen, I believe, Sam as well. Sam Bonfield and Sam Sullivan, Lee Bonfield as well, I think, is also playing it. So there's a lot of free hitters this week. And I've done a little free hit draft. I've used it. I used it quite early, I think. I think it was game week 3 or 4 I used it in. So I don't have it, but I will be doing a few transfers this week. Probably another hit, which I will dive into. But last week, bad game week. It was a very, very bad game week. I knee-jerked a little bit. I took a hit. First of all, Gabriel went, and I went for De Ligt over Chalobah, which really annoyed me because I gave the points to De Ligt and I kind of still stand by him in a way. And it looked good, to be fair. You know, after that red card, after Ndiaye, he slapped his teammate in Michael Keane. And I thought, great, 0-0, Everton 10 men down. I'm going to get an Mbeumo, few Mbeumo goals here. And then a clean sheet from United. Turned out to be that Everton seemed to play better with 10 men. Dewsbury Hall scored a great goal, which really is probably savable. And yeah, that finished 1-0. My clean sheet went for De Ligt. He almost scored, actually. He had a few chances with an assist and a goal. But yeah, Man United were guff that day. And it kind of just... That ended my game week. And it didn't really get any better at any point during that game week. So I got a 30... I'll have to have a look now. It was bad. It was really bad. I think I got 30 in the end with a -4. Because I sold Voldemort for Mateta as well. There was a bit of Mateta FOMO for me. And I went for it. And then he got subbed on the 59th minute. So that just kind of summed up my week, really. Saka, 4 goals in the North London derby. But Saka didn't get anything. Timber got an assist. And the best score was Richards with a clean sheet against Wolves. So, yeah, it just wasn't a good game week. It was one of those weeks where I took a hit, I took a punt, and it just didn't really pay off. So, yeah, red arrow, but 270k. So, still okay, still all right. I will go through the free hit first, my free hit draft, if I did free hit, and I'll explain the reasons why and all that. So, and this is a full free hit, this isn't like a list as such. You can sort of decide what your 11 would be from all these, but it was funny though, because as I was doing this, and if I did the free hit, it would be a -40, which, you know, ain't happening. But yeah, anyway, so my keepers were Martinez and Sells. So Villa, who have Wolves, and Sells, who have Brighton, both home fixtures for both sides. Brighton are good. Look, they beat us at the weekend. arguably should have finished 2-2 if Thiago puts that penalty away and gets me a massive haul, but he missed a penalty, which also dampens my game week. But, you know, Brighton are a good side, but obviously Forest are coming off the back of a 3-0 win. I know they played tonight in the Europa League game. I'll be honest, I haven't looked at any of the Europa League game scores. As I say, was binging Stranger Things, so I have no idea how they did, but, you know, in Premier League stance, they just come off the back of a clean sheet against Liverpool in Liverpool's backyard. I think you can go anywhere, Keith. I mean, you could go Donna. You could go Donnarumma if you think City will keep a clean sheet against Leeds. You could go, I mean, you could go Raya if you really wanted to, if you don't think Chelsea's scoring, but I think that there will be goals in both sides for that game. Kelleher for Brentford. Brentford have got Burnley. Obviously, the narrative is people are targeting those relegation fodder type teams. So your Leeds, your Wolves, your Burnleys. They're kind of the teams you want to treble up against at the moment. Arguably, the way Liverpool are playing, you could target them as well. You can bring a Bowen in or a Paqueta or even a Callum Wilson, who scored 3 goals in 2 games, if you wanted to, because Liverpool are their relegation form right now. They've lost 9 in 12 in all competitions, so there is that. But so they're my keepers, and then my back line for a free hit would be Timber for Arsenal. You could go Calafuri, you could go Saliba, but I like Timber. I think Timber's the best right back in the league at the moment, and I think he's the best right back for FPL points as well currently. Cash, again, good. He's started really well this season. He's already scored a goal and he's got a couple of assists, and I think Villa at home to Wolves is clean sheet worthy. Munoz is Munoz. You know, he scored last week. Palace are keeping clean sheets left, right and centre. They got a Man United side who looked really bad against Everton, and we're now coming with Man United. You just never know what United you're going to get at the moment. But I think Palace at home, almost anyone in the league, probably bar Arsenal, if they're going to Palace at home, they're expecting a really tough game. I've got Michael Coyote just for his long throws against Burnley. He could easily get an assist just from his throws. And I got O'Reilly, who I really, really like, and I actually want in my original FPL team. I think he's a Stonewall starter now for City, and I think he's a good option for Leeds. And, you know, Leeds aren't solid defensively. And again, I really fancy a clean sheet for City this week. I know they've just lost to Newcastle, then they lost to Leverkusen as well, but I think they will bounce back against Leeds at home. And then I've got a double Arsenal midfield in Saka and Rice. Look, I know it's Chelsea away, but I think Arsenal are just the momentum they're on at the moment, just beating Bayern Munich 3-1, beating their next door neighbours 4-1 at the weekend. They're just flying at the moment. And then I've got Rodgers, who I think Rodgers is a player I'm actually bringing in this week. I think we're starting to see the old Rodgers again. I think Villa are finally starting to click again, and Rodgers is kind of being front and centre of all that happening. I've got Doku, an electric player. He seems one of them who Pep now trusts fully in the Premier League, and I think this is a kind of game he could haul in. I could see him getting a goal and 2 assists, something like that, in this game. And then my last midfielder is Dango. There's been a bit of a debate this week on free hit whether to go Sade or Dango. Honestly, Brentford at home is the top. It's the fourth best side in the league at home in this season. And if you went Thiago, Dango, Sade, wouldn't mind it. I'm probably biased saying that, but, you know, I as you guys know, I go to the games, I watch them free, and they just click so much. I don't know what it is, but there just seems to be more chemistry at home than away with Brentford, and them free, you can't. The only reason I go for Dango is because the last three penalties Brentford have won, and we've won a few penalties already this season. Dango's won those penalties for Brentford. So if Thiago scores that penalty, it, more at the moment, Dango's getting you the assist. He's also got a few goals under his belt, Dango. So does Sade. But I think a lot more of our attack, especially at home, goes down that Dango side. So yeah, for me, I'd go Dango over Sade. But on a free hit, if you wanted to go for that whole Brentford front three, I do not mind it at all. And then my front three is Haaland and Thiago, which most people have anyway this week. And my sort of punt would be Callum Wilson. As I said, you can target Liverpool at the moment. And Callum Wilson, he's started three games, I believe, and he's scored in three of them. So he scored three goals in three. He blanked one, scored two at the weekend, and then he scored one prior. Yeah, look, that's my free hit. Take it how you want. It's just sort of a little indicator of how I would do a free hit if I was going to do it. If you are triple captaining, Haaland is your man. I'm actually not captaining Haaland this week. And I know, you know, I've said this a few times where I'm not doing it. And then I end up doing it. At the moment, I'm 80% sure I will not take my current captain off who it currently is. I'll save that for the end. You probably know who it is anyway, but we'll save that to the end. And I'll list the reasons why I'm going against the big Norwegian. So we'll go into my bus team for this week and my transfer plans. My transfer plans are pretty much set. I just need to have a look at the Villa game and make sure Rodgers is absolutely fine. He didn't come off of any knocks or anything like that. But Rodgers is one of those transfers. So, as it stands, Pope's in goal. Everton away, it's a hard fixture. Newcastle aren't great away, but I got Dubravka as my second goalkeeper. I actually think Pope is more likely to get a clean sheet against Everton than Dubravka is against Brentford at home. You know, the only team we haven't scored against at home this season is City, and the rest, I think we've, a bar one game, we've scored two goals in every single home tie. So, you know, it's kind of pick your poison, because Newcastle aren't great away either. But yeah, he's in. And then I've got Timber. I said it earlier, the best right back in the league. And obviously, I know in FPL, it don't really matter if you have right back or centre back in terms of points. But for me, Timber is a lock. I don't think I'll ever not have Timber in my FPL team unless he's injured. I am playing a back three currently of Richards and De Ligt as well. So I've got a Palace and a United defender playing each other. Ideally, a 0-0 would be great in that sense, but I don't see that game finishing 0-0. But I do see one of them getting a clean sheet, if that makes sense. And maybe even a De Ligt goal. If there's going to be goals, then give me a De Ligt set-piece goal. And then at the moment, my midfield four is Saka, Mbeumo, Gravenberch and Semenyo. Now, Gravenberch is going. I bought him 2 weeks ago and I've not even played him, but he's going. He's going so I can make these transfers. So for argument's sake, Gravenberch is basically going to be Rodgers. And at the moment, Semenyo's in there. Semenyo is apparently fit. And Sunderland away, I was ready to sell Semenyo about a few weeks ago after that Villa battering. And then I kept him for West Ham because I thought he was going to play and he ended up didn't. He's apparently fit this week, but I really want to take a punt on Dango. As I said earlier, he's won us the last three penalties in the Premier League, the ones that Thiago's actually scored, by the way. I don't think he won the penalty for the one that was missed. But at home, Against Burnley, I think you want two of those Brentford attackers, even if it's going to cost me points. Because I just believe... I genuinely believe we can get three or four at the weekend against Burnley. I think at home, we just seem to be a different breed. And we just cook at home. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's me being there. Maybe I'm some good luck charm for the Bees, because I don't really do the away games. Maybe me being there is what makes them, you know, that much better. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But, yeah, Dango at the moment, he's so quick, Dango. Like, Sade's quick as well, but on the ball, Dango is a whiz kid. He's so quick, and he makes the defenders make a mistake, like Burn did, in our last home game. And I just think it's a punt I want to go for. Obviously, the only thing with Brentford is after that, we've got Arsenal and Spurs. So, you know, it isn't very much of a one-week punt kind of play. But at the same time, Dango is electric. He can win us penalties against the Arsenals, against the Spurs. And at the moment, the way Spurs are playing, that's not actually that hard of a fixture at the moment. Sorry, Spurs fans. But maybe that's just me maybe being a little bit salty with Frank being there. Maybe, I don't know. But, Spurs aren't playing amazing at the moment. So Rodgers to Dango is probably my two transfers. And then I have a front three of Haaland, Thiago and Mateta. Thiago is my captain. Yeah. I think Brentford at home is a better fixture than City Leeds. And maybe that I'm being really, really biased there. But City have just come off the back of two losses. One against Newcastle, one against Bayer Leverkusen. Which was also at home, by the way. Now, I get it. Pep made 10 changes in that European game. So that, really, the Dockers, the Haalands, the Fodens, they're going to be fully fit for Saturday. However, they all had to come on because they were 2-0 down. I don't know, there's just something not quite right with City. And it's kind of like, if you keep Haaland out of the game, you've got half a chance. Now, Leeds aren't great. Leeds aren't great away, and you know, they've lost quite a few now, and they're kind of roping themselves back into that relegation battle. I just don't think Haaland's at it at the moment. He's goalless in the last two. All right, he only came on for about 25 minutes in his last game. But he missed some really good chances against Newcastle, which he should have just put away. And he actually supports Leeds. And I remember a game where he should have had about four goals against Leeds in the last time they played, and he only got one. It was as if he just didn't want to score against them. Maybe that's just me, you know, trying to tell myself that Thiago's the pick. And I just think, I think it comes down to more who do I think's worse, and I think Burnley are worse than Leeds. And I think at home, like I've said a few times already in this podcast, we are just like a different animal at home. And I think we will smell blood against Burnley. And we will win by four or five. And again, maybe this is just me talking from vibes. Maybe this is because I'm going to the game and I'm feeling positive about 3 points here. I don't know why I feel like this is the week, but I just feel this is the week to go against him. If he gets a hat-trick, he gets a hat-trick, and I get stung, so be it. Look, FPL is meant to be fun, right? And I'm going to the game. This is all really, I'm talking myself into this, but it's all purely vibes. And I want to trust my guy, and I'm going to make him my captain this week. And hope I don't get bitten by the fear of Haaland and change it. Because I really, really just want to stick my guns here and just go, you know what, sod it. We're going to have a bit of fun. If it goes wrong, it goes wrong. Like, you know, at the end of the day, as long as Thiago matches Haaland, I'm not going to be that stung. The only thing I will be stung by is all the triple captainers. So really, I need Thiago to better Haaland. But we'll see what it happens. And I got Mateta. I kind of want to play Caicedo instead of Mateta, but it is Arsenal. And after that Bayern game, I thought, no, do you know what? I don't think I can play a Chelsea player this week. I just think Arsenal are really, really good at the moment. Having said that, Chelsea just come off the back of a really good win against Barcelona. So they will go toe-to-toe with Arsenal. I just think there's more chance of a Mateta goal than Caicedo getting something. I suppose the one thing I could probably guarantee is Caicedo will get DEFCON, most likely. I just think that if Man United play the way they did the other night against Everton, really, Palace should get 3 or 4. And that's not an exaggeration. At home, Palace are a good side. They're a good side anyway. But similar to Brentford, at home, they are... it'd probably be only Arsenal that I actually would bet against Palace at home. So, that's the way I'm going to go, I think. I think Dango to Gravenberch... Rodgers to Gravenberch would definitely happen. It's just whether or not I want to go for another hit this week and sell Semenyo for Dango. I am buzzing, excuse the pun, but I have got buzzing vibes for our game against Burnley this weekend. And yeah, I'm going all Brentford. I'm backing my boys, and we're just going to have a bit of fun this week. Everyone's using chips. I feel a little bit left out, and I just want to be a little bit crazy this week and go for it. For those who are interested, I've dropped second into my little league with Steve, Duncan, Louise, Claire and Andrew. So that upset me a little bit. Hopefully I can bounce back on that and get back on top of that league. And however, shout out to Claire. She is having an absolute storm in November. Like, she just... stormed and stormed up our little mini league, and she's up for a little manager of the month award potentially. So I'm hoping her free hit goes really, really well and she wins that prize this month. That's it really. I'll be going to the game, so I'm excited for the Brentford Burnley game, and I think we'll get 3 points, and I'm feeling very positive about this week of FPL. And hopefully I will get a green arrow, because I had a red arrow last week. But hoping for green arrows this week, and I hope all of you get green arrows. Enjoy game week 13, and yeah, green arrows, guys. Cheers.